This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time. I know there's a gazillion other shows you could be watching, and you've chosen this one. At least I believe you do. You have. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me, and I do appreciate, you know, whether we're on the same page or not, I'd still appreciate your input, because I like to know how the other side thinks, if you know what I'm saying. And I really do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me, that you respond, that you engage. I need you to engage. I mean, call me on the carpet. Do something. Let me know that you're alive and actually breathing on the other side of all of this. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you heard the news, because some of you will email me and say, where do you find these stories? I can't believe this is actually happening. Well, if you've got a heartbeat and you're paying attention to anything, this is not hard stuff to find. You should be signed up for enough programs and such where this stuff is finding you. It's falling in your lap. Remember, we've got, I love when he's on the show. I can't keep up with him. But our mad black man from Baltimore is going to join us after the first break. Corey Duncan, and truly out of Baltimore, from the street of Baltimore. He knows what's going on. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening out there. And, you know, it's nice to hear. And I don't know if I can't remember whether he refers to himself as an African-American or not. It's nice to hear an American who happens to be black talk about the black community in a way that makes sense. I want to see where, you know, I had got a conversation with a friend of mine, another black friend of mine, and we were talking about Trump, and he hates Trump. He just hates Trump. And he's a conservative Republican, but he hates Trump. So we got to talking, and I said to him, I said, so what did you think about Trump's comments? And I wasn't looking for a Trump response. I just wanted to know what his overall mindset was. And I asked him point blank. I said, so what did you think about Trump? I mean, wasn't it just really a slap right upside the head when Trump said, hey, you guys have been voting for Democrats for 40 to 60 years now. Look what it's got you. You still have nothing. Why do you keep doing it? What would you have to lose in voting for me? He got mad. And he said, you know, that's an intellectually dishonest conversation. I take offense at it. And he just went off on me. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. If it wasn't Trump and somebody else said it, would you still be as upset? What was the intellectual inequality? I mean, what was the problem here with saying, you Democrats, especially those in the African-American community, have been voting for the Dems for 40, 50, 60 years. Your cities keep going down, right? You keep spending more in taxes. You get less in education, less in city services. You just get more of less. So keep voting for them. Look what it's getting you. Look how well it's doing for you. So if I got that wound up, I can only imagine what he'll have to say about this. Now, apparently, U.S. Navy sailor is a new sailor. A U.S. Navy sailor has been punished with a year in prison for taking a selfie on a nuclear sub. Now, I get the sensitive nature of that kind of picture. I haven't seen the picture. I'm sure they're not showing it for a reason. Maybe there was something there. But a year for taking a selfie, because, you know, it's highly classified. And I'm sure that most of what he took pictures of, there's nothing they're going to get on there. But Hillary Clinton, right? 50 plus people have died. She turned over all her emails, all 1,600 of them. Oh, by the way, there was 32,000. There wasn't actually 1,600. And now the State Department says, here's another 15,000 that you knew nothing about. And even though she has said in testimony with the FBI, to the public as a whole, at the congressional testimony, she lied through all of those. And there are some of you Dems out there who I used to have a lot of respect for. Now, I don't want you around me. Because you can't honestly at least say, you know what, Joe? I'm voting for her anyway. I know she's lying. But any Dem is better than a Republican. I could have more respect for you for saying that than you trying to argue the point. Like I said, another guy that I was acquainted with that's a Democrat in my local area who could not even the fact that Hillary was lying about the bullets going over her head, you know, when she landed at that airport, he couldn't say she lied. He just couldn't bring himself to do it. Now, if it was his mother, I could understand it. But to be that sold out to your party is a mental illness. Yeah, sorry, that's where I'm at. When you're that sold out to an ideology, you have a problem. Now, this is a beautiful example of the tremendously grotesque hypocrisy that our government now stands for. Last Friday, a young Navy sailor was sentenced to a year in prison for taking a photograph of himself inside a nuclear tank sub. Christian Saucier will be spending the next year in prison, followed by a 6 month of home confinement, and then 3 years of supervised release once he's released from prison. He's also going to get a dishonorable discharge from the Navy, which is not going to fare him well right later on in life. He pleaded guilty in May to an unauthorized detention of defense information and had faced 5 to 6 years in prison under federal sentencing guidelines. Who's the guy? Come on, let's see how smart my chat room is, right? Who's the guy, Bergdahl, right? Bergdahl walks off the post, admits to comforting the Taliban, and we're fighting over whether to court-martial him. He's admitted to doing something wrong, and we're going to court-martial him. I mean, we're not going to do anything major to him. It's treason. In the old days, they shot you for doing it. I don't know. We were safer then. Might be a good idea to go back to that. I still think we should go back to the to draw and quartering people. But that's just my point of view. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, you know who's going to join us. If you don't, you should come back and find out. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, you know, get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll live on Facebook. Like, there's a gazillion ways you can find us to get involved in the conversation. Anyway, let's just bring him on. I can play with this for the next 5 minutes, but let's just bring him on. I've got Corey Duncan, as we lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me. I always enjoy your time with us every week.
Always a pleasure to come on. Good morning, Vietnam!
Oh, so you said you had a little update as to what's going on in Baltimore. I figured where we hadn't heard anything, they kind of swept it under the rug, nothing's going to happen, but you're thinking maybe?
No, not just yet. Oh, man. Once again, before I start on my reporting and my rant, my comments are not solely Joe Messina's is mine, and he doesn't pay me. And I am real, and I'm a real black conservative. So please people that sent me the nasty emails about this and that and that, and he's paying you. Guess what? He's not giving me a dime.
Listen, Dave, you know what? If you think I'm paying Corey, you need to talk to my kids. I'm so cheap, I don't give them money. I wouldn't give them 5 cents to buy eye water to cry with.
Hey, look, now, let me tell you. When my daughter tells, hey, my dad's so cheap, when he walks, he squeaks. So there it is.
So, all right. So, yeah, right. I'll verify. You get nothing from me. Absolutely nothing. That's right.
Well, guess what? If we are cheap and we don't have any money, guess who we can ask? We can ask Officer William Porter and Sergeant Alicia White. So guess what? One receives $96,000 in back pay, and the other one receives $70,523 in back pay. Guess what? I want to see how fast can they get them their money the same way they gave Freddie Gray and them that money that they should return. Because, I mean, are you serious? Oh, top of the morning, Tom. I'm glad that they're suing them and getting their money back. And the next person they need to go after is to make sure they get the attorney and get her disbarred and let her go back to being the insurance adjuster or whatever and sue her in the city of Baltimore. That's what they should go after next.
You know, I get the biggest kick out of this, right? They jumped on this right after it all happened, right? I mean, what was it, 6 weeks after all this went down, right? The investigation was done, which nobody I knew. I knew people at LAPD and the sheriff's detectives in Los Angeles, and they said, nobody can do it that fast. Nobody can do a thorough investigation like that. 6 weeks later, she's paying them $6 million.
Exactly. Right? And the border estimates approved the Sergeant Bryant Rice, $127,000, and the other officer, $87,700, so it's a good than who was the van driver. So my thing with this, everything is now starting to fall into place, but you can't find Stephanie Rawlins' face, and you can't find Ms. Mosey. Why are we not parading in front of the cameras now? Right, exactly.
You're trying to scare them, aren't you? Hey, so Trump last week, and I kind of, you know me better than this, I don't feel bad. I just don't understand it. But so Trump last week gave his speech about the to the black community. I mean, he was very obviously speaking to the black community. And he said, you know, basically, you've been living in poverty for the last 40 to 60 years. What are you doing? Why do you keep doing this to yourself, right? Give me a chance. So I talked to a friend of mine about that, and I wasn't looking for anything more than, hey, is he right? I mean, he's right that they've been living in poverty. Is this the right kind of appeal? He got mad at me, and he said, listen, this is just intellectually dishonest, and it's not about that. And I was thinking, well, what is it about? Why do you keep voting for the Dems? I mean, was Trump right on, and was he okay to say that?
Well, let me say this. He was dead on, but he said, and not to jump subject, I listened to his speech tonight from Austin, Texas, he gave a speech. And my favorite is this. He was dead on last week, and he's dead on tonight. And the thing was, and I wanted to say that I hope he gets a fair shot, and I think he will. And you know what? It's going to be, you know, I heard something, and somebody said something to me, and we had a conversation about it. But it's going to be a lot of black voters that they might be talking Democrat now. But you don't know what people do once they pull their shade back or go in the cubicle or whatever and they push this or pull that or whatever it is they want to do. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be just like it was with Reagan. A lot of black voters are going to vote for Donald Trump because they're figuring Hillary out. That Hillary is only in it for the black vote. That's it. And if people, if any black liberal that's in the sound of my voice, do the research about Donald Trump. And you're the research Hillary Clinton.
Corey, you know they're not going to do the research.
No, yes, they do. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that are coming around to understand it. I'm trying to tell you, the first way to try to get a person to change their heart and mind is to get them thinking about something. Plant a seed, and then just let it grow to where it grows. Because the truth, well, is always going to come out and straighten things out. And what we've got away from as far as the voter is critical thinking. We've got to this mush brain thinking about things like a woman card or race card. What he's doing now, he needs to keep doing. And that's getting us to think critically about who are we going to put in office. Because I gave a speech the other day. I gave a speech before I flew to Texas, and I flew back last night. I'm going to not before that. But the question of it is that I gave a speech about we all need to understand who about voting. Don't vote race. Don't vote color or this or that or what somebody says about somebody. Hey, look, I'm glad that Donald Trump is not politically correct. I understand totally where he's coming from because I'm not. That's why I don't have a lot of friends because I tell it like it is. And that's why I got so many haters that's on Facebook. Yes, I know some of you are tuned in listening or whatever, but you are a hater because, you know, they hate on everything.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is you're hating on a man that's trying to straighten the country up. We don't need no more politicians. We don't need no more the K-Street people, the lobbyists. We don't need no more people like that. He said it tonight, and it was true. Hillary Clinton is bought and paid for. That Edwin, her husband was president. He sold everything to the Chinese. That's why you see a lot of these buildings that you walk down the street and go past, big glass buildings, American made, but it's owned by somebody in North Korea.
You gotta,
or Hong Kong.
See, listen, you got to take a break so you can go get some oxygen, and we'll hit some more of that on the other side of the break. I still want to know why the black community is so in love with Hillary. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins me. You can't miss this. Come on back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, head up to the website where you can find stations and times, and there's all kinds of information up there. I know some of you have said to me, you know, what station are you on in this state? Yeah, because, you know, I keep them rolled up in my top pocket. So I always know what stations we're on. I don't know what stations we're on. I know that sounds kind of stupid, and some of you might think I'm being a little pretentious, but I'm not. I really don't know. You have to head over to the website, therealside.com, okay? I gave you 20 minutes to get there. Hold on. And then you go, I knew I was going to do that. I hit the wrong button myself. But you go to this little navigation bar there, and it says shows, and under shows it has my classic podcast. It actually has information on all our guests, and then it has a list of stations. Go figure. You know, and again, I really do. I always appreciate the time that you spend, you know, looking around on, hop up on the website. It helps me out tremendously for you to you know, head up there and check things out. We started in KQTY in Texas this weekend, so I'm happy, I'm glad, I'm excited to be back on them. We've got another one coming up here shortly. I'm not telling you what it is yet. Like I said, we've got another one coming up that I want you to check out, and I'll let you know when we're ready to go live there as well. Appreciate your time with me. Let's get right back to my buddy, my mad black man from Baltimore. Corey Duncan joins us today, as he does every week, and I really do. I appreciate the time. Corey, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know that you take a little heat when you get off the air from there, up from here. One of these days, we have to do a conference together and let people call in on like a conference call and tell us what they really think about you being on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because I get it, and I know you get it too.
Again, I'd like to thank you for the time that you have me appear on. And anytime anyone wants to call in and debate or like to hang a little rant about what I say, it's not a problem. We can agree to disagree, and it's not a problem about that, but I'm going to put you in your place anyway. But anyway, back to the show.
All right, so... You were telling me about tonight's speech by Trump. You said you tuned in, you listened for a while. Tell me, what about it stood out with you? What about it do you think people are going to get nuts over that you think is exactly right on?
Well, again, what I will say is not based upon our opinion. It's based upon fact and what I've sat and watched. I watched part of Hillary's a couple weeks ago, and I almost threw up. I just couldn't believe how good of a liar she is, but I sat watching tonight, and he's looking more and more relaxed. He's looking more and more presidential. I don't want him to calm down. I want him to be just like me. Go off the hook. You know what that is? That's called enthusiasm, and that's what we need to win this country back. Enthusiasm and people to roll up their sleeves and take you know, turning into this wine and pop country that we turned into. I was going to say another word, but I'm not going to.
Thank you for that, sir. I appreciate
that word. But, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing what we turned into as a country. A bunch of wineless pop. And we need to get away from this. But I'm so, when I, you know, when I heard from him tonight, he's looking more and more presidential, and he's understanding in between the simple, stupid, ignorant people that want to yell out things, and then the Secret Service takes and puts them out, and they should. And you know what? The next time, now, if somebody did this at a Hillary rally, what a web we'd be. It would be so much crying and whining about they're disrespectful to her. Well, guess what? You're disrespectful to this man. You don't have to like him. You don't have to love him, but he should be allowed, as well as me too, to wear a Trump shirt, to support anyone that we want to support. That's called a democracy. That's called capitalism. That's not called what we got now. What we got now is that if you put a shirt on, or there's a Black Lives Matter, people want to drag or the white person out of a car and beat them up and this much. But if a bunch of white guys did a Black person like that, we got to send Loretta Lynch and the apologizing squad down and stuff. You know, I'm sick of this. And that's why I say, you know, and I made the mistake of saying this last week, I wouldn't care if they put I wouldn't care if Hillary won. As long as this man get out of office, because he's the biggest race baiter, and he is such a racist. But getting back to his speech, I love every minute of it tonight. He spoke on a lot of things, and he talked directly to the Black community, and they should listen. The man is not, the man, if he is racist, hell, you're going to have to show it to me, because if he is racist, but who's to say that Hillary ain't racist? I mean, what she's doing, she's playing the Black people, and it's still with some of them that, oh, he's right. Y'all had a conversation with a young lady, a friend of mine, and she said, well, I'm not going to vote for him because he's racist and this and that. I said, well, maybe her TV is a little black and white or whatever. Hillary is a white woman. She's not a Black woman. So if you, all these people that sat back a couple years ago said, well, I'm not going to vote for any more white, old white women or old Black men, I mean, old white, or old white men. Well, guess what? If you vote her in, she's an old white woman. You know, all of this sounds very, what's the word I'm looking for? Psychotic.
Yeah, send your email to Corey Duncan at.
Oh, you can send me an email because I'm going to respond. Like I told you before, I don't advocate violence, but I'm 6'5 and 271 pounds. I'm not hard to find. And I got a whole Facebook page of conservatives, some liberals mixed in. You know, they hide because they know I'll bust their bubble if they say anything. Yeah, I'm calling you out. Oh, and my friends at Fox down in D.C., Fox 5 down in D.C., I haven't heard any more from them ever since I put them out there about being biased. Because, you know, they said they're fair and balanced. Well, guess what? You're not as fair and balanced as you appear to be.
Yeah, or as they say they are. No, I got that one. Now, you kind of alluded to something during the break, which I want you to talk about a little bit, which is the, you talk about the people at work. That do you think, now, you're exciting me tremendously, so, be careful here. But you said you think you're getting some of them to see the light. You think some of them are turning a bit, or is that just wishful thinking?
No, actually, because to reach a person that's dead set on something, you have to give them, you have to show them, you have to show them things in segments. You have to show them what's right and what's wrong and what's about this side. And first, you got to get them with clear thinking. There's some people that you're not going to be able to reach because they're just stuck on one thing because that's all been pumped in their head. At my job, they're understanding because most people that I work with are patriots. They've been in the service like myself. They serve the country, and they understand exactly what's going on. Politicians, a politician, I don't have no problem with serving my country, but when a politician starts selling me out for certain things, like they sold them out for in Benghazi, I got a problem with that. And see, my thing is, when you start talking to them about things like Benghazi and about the things about Hillary and these emails and the FBI came up with about, 15,000 more emails, I mean, when you come up with stuff like that, it's hard for a person to sit there
bother me at all. You can say that if you want to.
Dealing with reality. And you got a lot of people that's still goofy. You know, they're still goofy, and they still have a premonition that Hillary, you know, continuing Barack Obama's policies is going to save this country. No, it's not. It's sending it down the drain. And let me ask you something. I asked them, a lot of them now, 8 years ago, are you better than you were 8 years ago, or are you worse? And a lot of them say they're worse. They don't have jobs.
But they keep voting for them. Look at the young black community, okay? Teenage blacks, they're at all-time low for jobs, for unemployment. Or I should say, they're at all-time high for unemployment. They can't find jobs. You know why? Because there's old folks taking their jobs because they need another job to make some money. You know, the home ownership in a black community is at its lowest point since after World War II. I mean, give me a break. How does one look at that? They won't like it. It's, forgive me, you smokers out there. It's like you guys that look at that pack of cigarettes and it says, you know, this causes cancer. You go, whatever. We'll see. I mean, come on, seriously?
Well, see, when I was talking to her, that's what I was saying. I was getting through to her because I was like, you need to give him a chance. I said, the only thing you're looking at is old white man, and, you know, he going, I said, you got black people out here. You got black people that's on your Facebook page, and if you got a dollar more than them, they stab you in the back. And I know most black folks that's listening to this, that's conservative, understand totally what I'm, that's why I don't, I mean, sorry, I hate to be Uncle Tom, but I don't deal with black people a whole lot. I don't deal with my race, because I understand how my race is. And you got to have some sort of, before you can start thinking logical,
okay,
or whatever,
we got to go for a break. So put that mouth of yours on pause, because I know you got a lot more to say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Okay, we're going in. Hold on.
Okay.
Everybody, no, I'm just kidding. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, do get involved in the conversation, seriously. Okay, I mean, the bottom line with this, God bless America. The bottom line with it is this, unless you get involved in the conversation, okay, unless you're actually finding out, and I hate to put it this way, because I always scream about the other side. But unless you know what the other side is thinking, unless you know what the other side is doing and how they're fighting their fight, you can't push back. It's almost impossible. Almost, I say. Not totally impossible, almost impossible. Anyway, let me bring in the expert. Because, see, as I sit here talking about the black community, I am sure, I'm almost afraid to go open up my email because somebody's going to say, you know, like they say to me when I talk about women's issues, they always say to me, you don't have ovaries. You have no right to talk about women's issues. No, but I have a heart. I got 2 lungs. I got a brain. Some of you don't think I do, but I do. I have a brain. I have the same basic human issues that women have. Even though I'm a man, a male, I have all the parts. I am what you guys out there who play the game call cisgen, right? I identify with all the parts I have, which is fine by me. Anyway, let me bring him on before I go too far out in my field. I've got Corey Duncan joining us right now. He's our mad black man from Baltimore. I lovingly refer to him as that. Don't send any nasties. He's good with it. I'm good with it. Just go take a nap if you can't stand it. Corey, thanks for joining me today.
Always a pleasure, and I'm nowhere close to thin skin, and wow, I mean, really, really, I mean, why would somebody call and had the audacity or to send you an email saying, man, you shouldn't call him a mad black man. You're damn right I'm mad, and yeah, I'm going to stay mad. How about that?
Yeah. Well, I don't look at. I don't blame. And again, go back to what Trump said last week. Go, you know. Have you seen America's Hillary's America yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Me, my kids, and everyone else. I write them over my house to watch.
I am so proud of you and other parents who will grab their kids. You know what's going on in history classes across this country. You know what's being taught, and for you to take your kids, take the time and say, "Hey, come here. You're coming with me to see this movie." I think that is just wonderful. And more parents need to do that, right?
Not only that, I went to watch all. I flew to Texas, watched my kids go to school, and they went to school and they got in there. And guess what was the first thing they did when they got in there? God bless them. They said the Pledge of Allegiance. I said, you know what? You can have anything you want. I'll donate anything to this. Preston Wood Christian Academy in Plano and Sugar Land, Texas, Sugar Land Preparatory School that my daughter's attending, and the Master High School that my son is attending that just went into yesterday. But the thing of it is the whole shebang is that I love that. And there was some friends that go to my house, and they said, man, you got Old Glory right in your front yard. I said, that's right. And I said, when we leave, we say the Pledge of Allegiance. It's not stupid, it's not goofy, and I showed them my ribbons, and I showed them everything else, and I said, this is what I gave up, so you can go to school, so we can have a flag in the front yard. I said, you know, I saw a video one time of Michelle Obama said, all that she leaned over to Barack Obama, this on my page, the Corey Charismatic Duncan, because that's my new nickname, if you come to my page, you'll see she leaned over and said, all this for a flag. You can read her lips and see what she's saying.
Now, wait a minute now, you know, AP and Huffington Post and a few of the others and ABC came out and said, you know, you read her lips wrong, it's not what she said, you know, we're just trying to hang her.
Anyway, we all know, look, I'm getting ready to say something. I hope don't nobody take an offense to it. Any woman with hands as big as her and feet as big as her, there ain't no woman. But anyway, that's what I'm saying.
Again, send your emails to Corey Duncan at. God. Anyway.
He can't hold a candle to Trump twice. Are you serious? Really?
Well, people are going to see, nobody. I can't say it. I can't do it. I got to be nice. Anyway.
I know.
No, you know what? You just let the monster loose in my head, and I had to make sure it didn't come. I had to make sure it didn't roll off my tongue, but. So, Corey, how do we, you know, I'm going to read a letter in the next hour about a young Hispanic woman that said the title of her piece is Why I Ditched the Democrats and Became a Republican Mom. And she lays it out. She nails it. I love what she put in there. And she's not a sellout. There's no Kool-Aid here in the Republican Party. You know, we allow people to believe differently. But she makes some great points as to why she left the Democrats. Is there, you know, we hear how we're hearing in this cycle how the Republicans are done. This is the last, they're pretty much over, especially after Trump, blah, blah, blah. But you brought it up in the last segment. I'm glad to hear you say it. Are you hearing from people around you that normally wouldn't say stuff like this that they just might be voting for Trump?
Well, I never say never, and I never say what a person will do, because voting these days, you have the ignorant voter, you have the voter that's really trying to seek what's going on with the candidates. But what I say, I'll say this again. I am very, very much impressed, and I wouldn't be scared to bet you. I wouldn't bet my life on it or anything. I wouldn't be scared to bet you it might be a landslide victory for Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to say one reason why. Because you're going to have the only grade that she will win is that if she steals it, or a lot of people vote that's dead or that they brought in the country, that they allow them to vote without a social security number or a driver's license. Here's my thing. They're going to, when they get behind that curtain, if this, because I don't really think that a lot of black people are going to vote for her. They're going to try to have, hey, look, who would ever thought Governor Hogan the Democrat Party say he was. And hopefully they can do the same thing in Baltimore City one day and elect a conservative. And, you know, after trying something for so long, wearing the same pair of shoes and you got bunions and corns, how about trying a pair of shoes? How about trying a pair of boots or shoes that actually fit your feet? How about that? How about we do that?
Hey, I'm not going there. The old Italian women that I grew up around, none of them had shoes to fit their feet, but they loved their shoes and they weren't giving them up. You know what I'm saying? But I'm, you know, again, you said it earlier. I'm glad to hear that you're making some inroads with the people you are around, working around, and speaking to. But I really am curious. You know, I see these polls, and the one poll that I saw that I was impressed with, 50,000 Americans were polled with a simple question. And there wasn't a whole bunch of garbage around it. They didn't pre-set up anything. They just said, simply, are you voting for Trump or Hillary? And Trump just whipped Hillary in that poll.
That's why I say, whatever people, don't listen to the polls. Don't listen to the polls. But like I told you, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, the tide is changing. And that's good, because the closer we get to these debates, and he's going to crush her in these debates. I guarantee, even if the CNN people want to softball pitch her like they do Obama, he's going to crush her in these debates. I guarantee it. She's not going to be able to play that woman card, because guess what? When these debates, the debates start, you have to be a debater. He might get pumped up. He might say this. He might be like me and get all roundabout. But that's good. I love that. That's called enthusiasm. And when you hear a person that's like that and they look straight into the camera and they tell you this and he ain't, you know, and he's giving enthusiasm, you know what that tells me? That's from the heart. And that's from the gut and that's from the heart. Not some person with a whole lot of fancy and she can't even stand up by herself or whatever like this. And you, you know, hey, man, you already know that the Clintons are criminal to begin with. If you don't know, watch that movie. My kids, you know, a lot of people say, man, they're 15. They don't understand. You'd be surprised what a 15-year-old understands.
Well, here's what I love about that statement, okay? We can have a 15 or 14 or 13-year-old watch a sex movie, take sex education. I'm not talking about reproductive health, people. I'm talking about sex education, putting condoms on cucumbers, learning about bestiality. All of that they're old enough to understand. But to lay them out about real history, exactly what happened, we can't do that?
Well, see, that's because we got a bunch of perverts, and most liberals are perverts and stuff. I mean, we got our share in the Republican Party, but most liberals are perverts. Look at some of the stuff. I want to go back to this real quick and touch upon it. Like, I was talking to the young lady. I said, did you listen to what? I said, what y'all need to do is stop looking at TV and do your research. Nancy Pelosi told you about Obamacare. You know what she said? She said that you can't see the bill until they pass it. Duh, who in the devil? That's like going to a car dealer saying, well, you can't drive a car until you pay for it.
Until you buy it.
Right.
Yeah, right. We're gonna run right out of time while you're still talking. So quickly, how do people find you? And I mean quick.
All right, Corey Duncan on Twitter and Corey Paramedic Duncan on Facebook. Please don't be afraid to come and thank you to the 1,082 people that's on Twitter. Let's keep it going. God bless America.
We got
to go, Trump.
We got to go. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back. Got a lot coming back, a lot coming up the next hour, and I'm going to read a letter by a lady that left the Democratic Party, a single Hispanic mom. Go figure that one.